Hey friends, it's Jillian. On this guided meditation of the Breathe and Release podcast, we are going to go on an imaginative journey together to meet someone very, very special. And now the purpose of this meditative journey is to really focus on silencing the noise and cultivating this sense of inner trust, inner wisdom, and inner knowing, right? So often we search for guidance outside ourselves when in fact we have that truth within us, right? We don't need to look far. No one knows what's right for us besides ourselves. And so we can really focus on this through meditation practices and through this meditation practice in particular. And so with all that said, let's go ahead and get started. Take a moment here to settle in. As you get out all your fidgets, making your way into a seat, feeling for the symmetry in your body as you root down through your sit bones. If you're sitting in a chair, then both of your feet touching the floor with equal weight. And if you're sitting down, legs easily crossed in front of you, chin slightly tucked in towards the throat as the shoulders melt. Just take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Settling in, eyes closed, eyebrows are relaxed, face is soft, chest is open, belly is open, receptive to breath, letting go. Going in, as we enter this present moment awareness, befriending and welcoming whatever it is that you're here with. Breathing and softening. The possibility of relaxing with each exhale. Just noticing the breath as an observer. Letting go of the story or the need to know or the judgment. Just practicing observing the breath. What does it feel like to breathe today? What does that journey of breath feel like? As the air comes in and out through the nose. With the eyes closed, gazing upwards in between your eyebrow center to your third eye. The seat of wisdom, intuition, and inner knowing. Just pause here, send your breath towards the third eye as the eyebrows continue to soften. I invite you to envision in your mind's eye a natural environment. It can be any natural environment that comes to mind. It can be a jungle, or the Arctic, or a meadow, or the beach, right? Any natural environment. And really see it before you. Looking at the floor, the ground, and bringing your gaze upwards if there are trees or mountains or hills or water. Noticing all the colors. Noticing the sounds around you. Maybe the birds, the wind, waves. Trees rustling, and the smells, right? What does it smell like? And before you, you see a path. You begin to walk towards the path. And you continue to walk down this path, gazing in the front, to the sides, up and down. And it's a very challenging path. It's not easy. You have to overcome many obstacles as you walk. Maybe you hop over logs, or you have to jump across a river. It's very, very steep. Right, although it's challenging, you continue on. You carry on. Stay with your breath. Keep walking. Carry on a little bit further now. Almost there. We've almost arrived. And finally, in the distance, you see before you a house. This house can look like anything of your wildest dreams. Maybe it's a treehouse, or an igloo, or a mansion, a castle. A cave. Visualize the house before you. What does the door look like? How many levels is it? Windows. What's the material that it's made of? And you begin to walk towards the front of the house at the front door. And here in this house lives someone very, very, very special. And you're about to go meet them. So take a few deep breaths at the front door. And whenever you're ready, open the door and walk inside. as you look around the house, taking it all in, going through the rooms, feeling the walls and the furniture. What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? Stay with your breath. And finally, you enter one room, and that very special person is sitting on a chair. You look at them, and they look at you. You already know exactly who this is. This is your inner elder. The wiser, higher, older, more experienced version of you. Just take a moment to take this person in. What are they wearing? What's their expression? What does their hair look like? Take a few breaths together. And then slowly, slowly walk towards your inner elder. And greet them. You don't need to say anything because your inner elder already knows exactly what you're going to say. Take a moment here to listen to the wisdom of your inner elder. What are the words that this person needs to give to you? What do you need to receive? And when your inner elder has finished, maybe you'd like to say some words in response. Really taking your time here. Our time here together is coming to a close. So if there's anything that your inner elder would like to say, any final words, now's the time to listen. Maybe taking some deep breaths together. And even though this is goodbye for now, you know that your inner elder is always, always within you. Anytime you need them. So take a moment here to say goodbye for now. As you slowly, slowly start to walk away out the room towards the front door of the house. Open the door. Look out into the natural environment before you and the path before you. Take a few deep breaths and carry on. Whenever you're ready, really taking your time here, you're welcome to slowly blink your eyes open and come back.